I got to tell him something when we get
burning down the house.
What do you got to tell me?
Nothing. Don't
we can talk about how you cut down Willie's tree.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Hold on.
Well, we got to start.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Right. Are we started? I feel like we started.
Are we good?
We haven't
started.
Are we good?
We good? Ready? We're back.
And we're back.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey, guess what I got to do?
Well, hold on.
Fix your mic.
The first thing you got to do is let me say, welcome back to the Duck Call.
Welcome back. Hey.
And also, before Si gets started, be sure to leave us a rating review on whatever, wherever you watch this, a perfect 10, but I think they only give us the chance to go to 5.
That's right, boy.
So, but no, leave us a rating review. That way your friends can find us. Oh, there you go. 5 stars.
Look 5 stars.
And look,
that's a 10.
We'll even read some of the nice comments, may even read some of the ugly ones. If you really think you don't have a voice, you may.
You may.
But I doubt it. But anyway, so we're back. Johnny D, welcome back. You've been gone.
Yeah, I went to New Orleans for a day.
How was that?
How was it?
Fun.
Did I go to the zoo?
No, we went to a doctor's appointment.
How's Carter?
Everybody loves a good children's hospital visit.
Carter,
no, it was good.
Carter, he's good?
Solid.
Progressing as he should.
They told us that was a long drive for a high five, but here it is anyway. And so everything's looking good. He'll probably have a surgery when he's full grown.
Okay.
On his jaw and probably ear one. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's good at it. He's like, okay, cool. He likes staying in a hotel room. We stayed up till 10 eating Hershey bars and watching, they had Netflix, so we watched some movies together.
Did you order pizza?
No. It was very late. I was tired of driving.
I got something to tell you.
He's got something to tell me.
Go ahead.
We got a change coming.
A change?
After we had Maggie on.
No, we haven't done that yet.
Maggie hasn't been on yet.
Okay.
This is the first segment.
All right.
But hey, we may have a special guest coming, and I'm officially getting replaced.
Oh, that's right. Because I might get something better to look at, boys.
Than me?
Yeah.
I'd say I'm not even going to argue. We're just going
to. Si,
if what we're going for is looks on a podcast, then I'm out for sure.
Oh, man. No, but we do have a guest coming in today. So Johnny D said he would step out for a minute.
She's funny.
Yes.
Crap.
She's hilarious.
We were hanging out all before, and I was there when they were like, how are we going to do this? I was like, well, just leave her in the whole episode because she's hilarious.
Where did y'all meet her?
I actually met our guest in Knoxville at the Bassmaster Classic. She walked up to me with her phone out and said, I got one question. And it caught me off guard because her voice is different than you would think.
Like what?
She got one question.
Yeah, she got a question. And that's not a problem because we all talk like that too, but it's just not what you think.
I got something to say about that too.
And so, but she asked me what was my favorite duck to kill, which really caught me off guard at a fishing show.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, time out. Like, I feel like I'm in we just took a quantum leap to somewhere. Like, this is not like Twilight Zone. What's going on here? I'm not real sure. And so I answered it. And then we talked and I was like, man, she's one of them. So it was, you know, it was really cool. And I think our fans will enjoy her. Some may know her, some may not, but I think it's worth giving her a microphone too, because A, she's hilarious. B, she does a lot of good for the hunting community. And you know, I just think it'll be good. So hopefully y'all enjoy it.
Well, what was the answer? Because you got me curious now.
Microphone.
What duck?
Green winged teal.
Knows it's a green winged teal.
Yeah.
Because they taste better.
Yeah.
There you go.
And what about the blue wing tail, you know? Wait a minute.
The blue wing is fun to shoot, but you can't eat them.
No, you can't eat
not
them.
Not here.
You can't eat them until like January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you can eat them here in January, but then these that come through in September
they got a smell about them.
You can eat them down in South Louisiana, too.
Yeah.
Sure can.
The ones we kill in September have to be surrounded by a lot of distractions. Like, you've got to put a lot of things around them to make them. Even when you take a bite, you're like, man, that's duck.
It's still there. Like,
Man, that's duck. Okay, all right. Well, not enough distraction, but, you know, it's fine. But, so I think it'll be fun. Hopefully it is. Hopefully my guess is correct. So
I like it when we have special guests come in from time to time.
I do, too, because we're all getting old and boring. So, you know.
I'm running out of stuff.
It's
fine. We're talking about hospital visits.
Yeah, well, that was just me checking on your son.
Oh, he's doing great. But you know what? I did get, like, a backwards sleight of hand compliment insult while I was there
from your wife.
No, it was just me and Carter, but the nurse, who's an awesome lady, The nurse he's always seen has retired 31 years. She was awesome. And she's like, I'm the new one. And I said, well, good to meet you. She goes, where are you from? Because obviously I'm not from New Orleans. I said, West Monroe. She goes, you sound like you're from West Monroe. That's adorable.
That's
and I was
nice.
Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know, but I'm glad that somebody thinks the way we talk is adorable.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I'm not from the south of I-10 where you can't understand a word you're saying.
I was more thinking that we were going to be deplorable, not adorable.
Welcome back. Yeah.
And then Carter had a lot of questions about that. He was like, what does she mean? How do we sound? I said, son, your family sells worms for a living. We're rednecks, man. Yeah, it's just right. Part of it.
Deal with
embrace
it.
Embrace it.
Embrace it and just roll with it.
Embrace it, be thankful, and move on. But no, that's that's first thing I say to anybody. I'm like, hey, where y'all from? I'm like, not from around here.
Not from here.
But no, it yeah. At least you didn't get called a woman like you do at drive-thru.
Okay, I'm leaving. Maggie, it's your turn. You can deal with these fools.
Hey, I mean, that's one of the better voice compliments you've got.
What is what I'm voice? Saying. It's very strange. I'm well, like a redneck lady or something.
When we were in Wisconsin, they thought me and Si talked funny, and they just said, keep talking for us. Keep talking for us, because they wanted to hear us talk
like
more.
A puppet.
And Si gave them everything they wanted because he wouldn't quit talking.
Yeah, I think everybody else sounds funny.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everybody's general MO. See? Wherever you're not from sounds funny. So
I talked to a lady from like Wisconsin, bought some bison jerky this morning. Coming soon.
I told you bought
her.
It?
Oh, yeah. I got rid of all snacks in the shop, and then some lady called me about bison jerky, and I was like, we're back.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Making another snack tray.
I told everybody when I was in the military, I said I was from L.A.
Lower Alabama?
No. Los Angeles.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, ain't no way you I said, hey, I'm telling you, I'm from L.A.
Well, you've lived so many places, you don't really have a defined accent anymore. I mean, you've lived in Boston, Fort Knox, Carolina, Fort Polk here, Alabama.
Carolina was the best of all, boys.
You're a traveler.
Bragg.
Kind of in
Fort Bragg.
Salting?
Fort Bragg was it.
West Monroe's not?
No. I've done told you this.
West Monroe is gar.
West Monroe's a gar. I knew that was coming.
Sadly, West Monroe forever.
Hey, sadly, hey, I don't disagree.
Hey, I know I probably mentioned this, but when we were in Minnesota, we were going to an event, and me and Si were riding in the back in this limo, and we saw a Chick-fil-A that said, Uncle Si, stop here and refill your tea. And Si said, hey, pull over. He said, we're going in. I said, Si, we can't. Oh, yeah, we're going in. We went in. Everybody took pictures and went crazy. The whole place
and
went
then,
berserk.
Then they,
how did they know?
No.
Well, they knew he had an event there, and it was all over the news. Uncle Si's coming to
then
town.
Then they put me in the drive-through. Oh, you talking about college? Just
did you say my pleasure?
It was funny. It was hilarious.
I don't think they could understand a lot of things he said because they talk so funny.
You know you've hit the big time when Chick-fil-A puts your name on the sign.
Yeah. That's
so, hey, you need to refill.
That's kind of cool.
That's kind of tight.
I would have stopped. You didn't want to stop?
I didn't know we were going to stop. He just said, stop. Pull over.
Pull over,
they got my name on the sign. They want me to come refill my tea.
That's not near as cool as my sign story, but. Because me and Jay spoke in a little place in West Virginia, and the local gentleman's club had a Duck Dynasty special while we were in town.
So oh, no.
That's not even a joke. Like,
well,
they had 2-for-1 goose ales or something at the local gentleman's club.
Goose
that was right,
goose ale?
Just right kind of catty corner to the church that Jason and I were speaking
I lied,
and
I
the
lied.
Women all had beards. It
I
was
like
awesome.
It. I like it. I like it. That's
I
cool.
don't. I dislike it.
Well, anyway, let's take
I'm out of here.
Let's take our first break and bring in our special guest.
Johnny,
we'll be back
can I
right
sit in your seat?
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to 3 of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie and Whoa, That's Good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
That's so right. I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind and Whoa, That's Good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Cy, you looking better today because I'm sitting beside you.
Hey, look at there. We did have a little change in break. Look, I told you we were going to have a special guest in here. We have... the Maggie Williams with us. Maggie, welcome.
Welcome, Maggie. Yeah.
Thank you.
And this is a Miss Teens Arkansas winner.
That's right.
Okay, so she's really nice on the eyes. So this podcast is going to have a little sweeter flavor than we normally have.
I'm going to have you introduce me everywhere I go, so well, I appreciate that.
Hey,
he even wore his nice socks for you. So.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah, these don't even have faces on them or animals or anything. But Maggie, we do appreciate you stopping by, sitting in with us for a little bit. As Cy already said, you are a former Miss Teen Arkansas, which is super cool. That's definitely you're definitely the first person with any kind of title like that that's graced this room.
Wow.
But we've been in kind of a little
slump.
Kind of conundrum here.
Yeah, a little
slump.
Our producer, Hunter.
Hunter.
Oh.
Is very single.
Very
single. And I'm not asking you to go on a date with him.
Oh, no.
But you could help us. You could help us.
But we're getting a lot of requests, or not, like, suggestions from fans sending in pictures of their daughters. Like, hey, you know, our daughter's, you know, looking. And Hunter just keeps saying no. So you're young. You're 21.
21, yeah.
I am 21.
You're still in, like, the dating scene of the world. What advice would you give Hunter? To find a soulmate.
Get a really fast boat, Hunter.
Oh.
That's what you need.
I like it. Hunter, sound advice, son.
Yeah.
Get you a boat.
Get you a boat. Hey, if you're one with the tiller handle, there's not a woman you can't get. I'm telling you.
I don't even know what that means.
One with the tiller handle. You got to control the motor, Hunter.
Then the next thing we're talking about is bikinis, boys.
Oh goodness.
Hey, y'all know I ain't have good looking women left to talk about them.
No, look, I'm not even talking. I'm still laughing hysterically from Hunter just saying I don't know what any of that means.
Oh, bless his heart.
I know it. I can assure you one thing, Maggie, he has never spent 1 minute in the public duck woods of Arkansas like you have.
So. Bless his heart.
But he does come from a family of farmers, so you'll kinda like have that in common a little bit.
Y'all
got any rice fields?
No, we have corn, cotton, and soybeans.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That could get him a date with somebody.
He ain't got the rice fields yet, but hey. He's working toward it. He's been on the farm, so that's hope for him.
We'll let it slide this one time. Right.
Yeah. Maggie, he's got a fast car.
Well, you can't pull a boat with a fast car. Oh,
sorry, Hunter.
It's really not that fast either. It's kind of squared off on the back. And
what kind of car?
A weird color orange. But
he got a fast car.
One of them Cracker Jack boxes.
It's a Honda Fit.
A Honda Fit.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
So your car's fit, but you aren't?
I'm a little fit.
Okay, we're flexing.
Flexing on us.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So sorry you had to be a part of that, Maggie. But Maggie, what are you doing in West Monroe right now? What brings you to our part of the world?
Well, Reaper Fest is this weekend. I drive a Reaper boat, and so there's just going to be a large gathering of folks who are one with the tiller handle, actually. So I said, sign me up. I'll be there.
So how does that make you feel? There's women in America driving tiller handle boats.
Hey, there's hope for America.
Yeah.
Okay.
She
owns her own boat and duck hunts.
Can Christine drive a tiller handle?
No.
He went.
Philip, can Alicia?
No comment.
No comment. You ain't getting
I know Brittany can.
Yeah, it ain't rocket science. Y'all ain't giving them enough credit now.
That's right. Oh, they figured out if they just try it. But
yeah. Now I bet mine could if I told her how or showed her how. And I can, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Oh. So, Mary, you are a duck hunting woman then.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Are you a good shot?
Great.
Seriously.
I killed 12 turkeys this year. I mean, kill a turkey. It's a lot easier to kill a turkey than a duck.
Turkey ain't much.
Ducks are flying. Them turkeys. Not,
yeah, yeah.
I mean.
They're sticking a head up and let you
Martin
pull it
knows off. About turkey hunting.
No, I ain't no turkey. I've done sat down and talked with her. I done told her I ain't no turkey hunter.
Si's a good shot. Did you
I'll
ask
shoot
him about
one.
That?
Hey, I know Si's a great shot. I've heard.
Tell him what you shoot, Maggie.
I shoot an M2.
What?
M2. 20 gauge.
20 gauge?
Yeah, hey, it's sharp, too. Hey.
See?
I got a black one, a little black stick of death.
Not only is she really pretty, she's smart, too. Okay? Hey.
Hey, he's never said that about anybody on the show.
Hey, she's got the complete package, boys.
Hey, you heard it here first from Si Roberts.
That's what I'm...
She's got her own boat.
But I don't think she's going to need help finding a bow, unlike...
Well, no, I didn't ask her about that.
Hunter may need a little more help, so let's not get focused on finding Maggie a date. We still got to work on our boy Hunter over here before we start many.
We got him squared away. He's on his way, boys.
Hunter, I know the best-looking woman in all 50 states. You pick you one out, and I'll call her, okay?
Whoa. You got Maggie, let me tell you what the difference is. Dating is so different now than when most of us were growing up. It's seems to be a lot of texting and a lot of stuff like that. I mean, is that the way it is, or is it face to face and you're talking from your experience?
In my experience, it's whoever's got a really fast boat.
Man, that's wild.
I love it.
I do. I can appreciate
Hunter, get a fast boat.
Yeah. What are you waiting on?
Greg, were you still here?
No, it's a lot of face-to-face. All the activities I enjoy, it's inconvenient to have a cell phone out. So,
yeah.
I got a duck and turkey hunt, for sure.
That's awesome.
Gotcha.
There is still hope for America.
Well, you told
that's right.
And that's what I told her. I mean, to me, like, doing what we do, and the reason I wanted her on here is because she reaches a completely different level of the hunting community than we'll ever reach.
Well, right? Absolutely.
Like that, we're just never going to reach them because they look at us and see us as old, dried up men that's been doing this forever.
And you're
like,
the youngest.
I'm the youngest. But here's the problem. I'm the youngest, and I'm starting to knock on the door 40. So, like
everybody's getting long in the tooth around
this joint.
I mean, you can see my beard has got every color in it, but now it's mostly turning gray, so it's fine. But I'm not going to color gray. It. I refuse to color it.
Why not, Jace?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm not. No.
Yeah, I mean, Willie.
No. Goblin colored his one time. Miss Paula got mad at him.
What you color?
Know, he went camouflage. They dyed it like three different colors.
Wow.
Well, it took away his Santa Claus look.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, John Godwin is looking good.
Hey.
Ain't he?
The man.
Yeah,
look at him over there.
Good.
Look,
he's a fine specimen. Hey.
That's because he's been reeling in all them catfish while he ain't been at work.
Johnny
D. We'll talk about that later.
Not so much.
But no, that's why I wanted to have her on here because we do have a lot of kids that listen to our show and younger folks that she could inspire to maybe go turkey hunt, duck hunt, drive a tiller handled boat. Like, I mean, that's a cool thing. So I wanted to show those people like that this exists and she's thriving and she loves it.
Yeah.
She's having fun. She's not what the social media huntress used to be. Like,
I'm so glad you said that. I this is kind of a controversial take, not that controversial, but I don't like to be referred to as a huntress. I'm a duck hunter.
Yeah.
You know, I duck hunt with my dad and my grandpa and a bunch of boys. I mean, that's kind of a derogatory term, even to call a girl a huntress. I don't like that.
See why I told you she'd fit in here? You see? Y'all was questioning it, see?
And we do have a live studio audience,
yeah,
if you didn't know.
We've got two John Davids. And
hey, here's the great thing. And the woman enjoys going and doing it.
Right.
Okay, and does it well.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Any woman that will hunt Arkansas public ground.
Yeah.
She's not to be trifled with.
Yeah, and burn them.
Because as a guy who dabbles in that still some every year, that is the most worn out I will be after 3, 4, 5 days of hunting. Because you wake up at 1:30, 2 o'clock, You go get all your stuff. You go to the boat ramp. You're about seventh in line.
Yeah, because
you're never first.
Yeah, if you don't, you're not going to get a spot.
Mm. Yeah, right. Because they've done paid some 15, 16-year-olds and two dozen decoys to sit there all night. So, you know, and that kind of deal. So, I mean, like, my hat's off to you, and I applaud you for doing what you do, but for also being a positive influence
for
the younger generation of hunter. Because, like, us doing what we do, we sell duck calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need young duck hunters buying duck calls. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it is like, you know, one hand feeds the other, so to speak. So,
yes, sir.
No, I do appreciate that. And I'm glad you could stop by and chat with us for a little while. We're not done with you yet, but we are.
I got a question before we go to break.
No, we're going to take a break.
Dang.
And then you can ask your question. So we'll be back right after this.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
All right. Which made you more nervous? Was it maybe an opening day of duck season or being in the different contests for Miss Teen Arkansas?
Oh, I don't get nervous duck season. I get excited.
Okay.
But now getting on stage, and I'll tell you this, my you know, you see pageant girls and they say, you know, world peace. My platform was duck hunting. I was a female.
Awesome.
I was an advocate for female participation in waterfowl. So that made me nervous to get on stage. And, you know, you got a girl saying, world peace. And I said, shoot more ducks. I mean, that's nerve wracking.
That gives you peace. Shoot more ducks.
That gives me a lot of peace.
What was your talent? And
now, the Miss USA girls don't have talent. But now, if they did, I'd blow a duck call for sure.
We got one over there. But if you put it together right now.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything in here that would be.
If you got one put together, I'll
blow these it. Are all props here. I don't think any of these would. I wouldn't even let you blow any.
You
of
wouldn't?
Them. No, just because I don't. Because that's going to be a reflection on our craftsmanship. And I think all these are just thrown together.
But evidently, it didn't harm your stage.
Yeah, breakfast. You won.
Yeah, I won. And that was crazy.
No, no. So it didn't do anything against your stage presence.
It really shocked me that they ate it up.
Were you shocked to win?
I mean, I went really trying to win. I mean, that was the goal for sure. But it's just, in today's political climate, advocating shooting sports of any kind is really controversial. And to go up there and say you're of Christian faith and you love to shoot ducks, I mean, that's, people don't always take that great. So I was a little shocked.
Well, then you need to hit them with the line the founding fathers wrote in our Declaration of Independence.
They wrote a lot of lines. Which one?
Well, the one about, hey.
She's got his number. I
life,
like it.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
It just tickles me to death just to kill a big mallard drake.
That's
I love to see him fall, and then I love to see the dog go get him and bring him back to me.
That's right.
That's happiness, right?
That's happiness.
That is happiness.
Pursuit
and I
happiness.
Pursue it.
Regularly.
Vigorously.
That's right.
Did you have like one question that like really made you think when they asked you like, I got a better one. Pretend you're on the other side of the pageant and Cy is a contestant. What would you ask Cy?
Cy, me and you can be contestants.
What pageant question would you ask Cy?
All right. What pageant question would I ask Cy? Okay. Well, can you tell me why you deserve to win? Instead of every other contestant here.
Hey, because I'm the best looking one on this stage.
I know, that's real.
And I got the most talent, boys.
He tells to him straight.
Yeah, what's your talent? I got to know.
Hey, and I got so much, you just choose.
I'll vouch for him being a good dancer.
Hey, pick a subject. Pick a subject, and I'll see if I know anything about it.
Astrophysics, even.
Oh, no. He knows about astrophysics. He's been watching PBS. Hey. We can't go down that road. We'll get lost in space on that one.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, I'm fixing to hit the fan with this.
Oh, boy.
And I got a question for you. Guess what Hunter showed me this afternoon when I come in and sit down? He said, hey, I found something. And I said, what'd you find? He said, it has to do with space. I said, what'd you find, son? He said, well, there's a James telescope that has been probing deep space. And guess what it's locked on? A giant question mark.
I've actually got it on my phone.
This is a telescope that's going through the galaxies and took a picture of a giant telescope. Now, here's my question for you. Number one, this statement. How crazy is that? Number two.
Just so you can see what he's talking about here.
Number two. Wow. Number two, I got a question. How did it get there? And why is it there?
Do you think there's somebody out there saying,
that's right,
throwing up a question?
Hey, there may be somebody out there chuckling in space over this. Because he might be saying, hey, take a look at this. This is just a little snippet of what you people don't even know about.
So do you think it's a real question mark, or is it just some kind of light anomaly? Like,
no.
I just want, like,
no, because I looked at it, and it's a real question mark. Okay.
I know, but, like, I'm playing devil's advocate here,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Like, question marks are only like written. It. Like, how does something I write on this desk end up?
Yeah. In space.
Yeah, that's what.
In deep space.
I'd be way more curious if it was like a Mallard Drake.
Yeah, me too.
Because then I'd be like,
now that's a Mallard.
Okay, now that's that he comes from somewhere else. But a question mark, I think it's just some weird kind of light anomaly. As much as I would love to go with you down a weird road, because,
well,
you know I love those.
Yeah.
Well, now I got to tell you another little story.
Okay, I love it. Story
you
time
brought
aside.
You brought in about bending light and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got on an airplane, went to Tampa, Florida. Me and my band were singing for the Navy SEALs. So guess what happens when I get on the plane, I get in my seat, and the plane takes off, I bow my head, and I say my prayer. I always say, give me safe passage to where I'm going, Lord.
Amen.
You know? And then when I say Jesus' name, I open my eyes, and I'm looking out my window, and we're at 30,000 feet, and guess what? My window is right above, the cloud is right against my window. These big luminous white clouds.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't see nothing. And guess what's right next to my window?
A Mallard Drake.
No.
A rainbow.
No, a circular, a complete circular rainbow is on the cloud right there on my window. And I'm looking and saying, this thought come to my head. There's only one thing round on this aircraft, and that would be the jet engine that's hanging. I said, but that's below me in the clouds. So how is this rainbow on top of the clouds?
Just sitting there.
Just sitting there. And look, it went all the way to Tampa with me.
Like a box of Lucky Charms. Hey, just sitting there.
Hey, it stayed with him.
When it disappeared was when we landed. When we come out of the clouds, I lost my rainbow.
Where's the rainbow?
Yeah. So, hey, where did that come from?
I'm not smart enough to answer that when I let
God
Maggie.
Made,
I'll take
God
Maggie
made the rainbows.
Hard saying not knowing.
I remember reading somewhere in his word that he hung one in the sky as a sign and a promise that, hey, I won't drown you fools in it ever again.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right. That's what a rainbow is.
Yeah.
It's a promise.
100%.
From the one who created it.
That's
all
right.
And controls the molecular structure.
So, hey, I just, when I look in and see a question mark in deep space, duh.
Does it make you question things?
He might be just trying to tell you something.
You idiot.
So, oh, yeah, you idiot.
He think he's saying, what you looking for out here?
Yeah.
Is this what you thought you'd find?
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the deal about this show. You never know where you'll get to. We went from hunting ducks and flooded timber to a pageant to a rainbow, and that kind of sums us up in a nutshell. We don't really stay anywhere
very
long.
I watched PBS, and they watched volcanic action on Saturn. Okay, the Voyager was checking it out, sending stuff back to us, and they found water vapor, and they found organic matter, and they also found salt in this water vapor. Well, hey, there ought to be some Mallard Drakes down there on that stupid ocean.
Eating that salt water.
Eating that salt water.
Yeah. Hey, it could be. Yeah. Maybe some eiders.
Hey, yeah.
They got salt. Yeah. Maybe some french fries.
Because, hey, you can't see down there because, hey, it's got a big white fog in it, you know, so.
Hey, and you know, you can kill them in the fog.
Yeah, you can kill that fowl.
Because when you see them, they're close.
Yeah, they right on top of you. Yeah, when
hey, when you can see them, they're shootable.
Yeah. Hey, si, so would your talent be like just astronomy or what? What's
oh your talent? Would your talent be astronomy?
One of my talents is I have a lot of faith,
or just a lot of PBS watching.
Yeah. One of my talents is I have a lot of faith.
I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your other talent is you're mildly efficient at storytelling.
He's the best storyteller I know.
Now, I don't know if y'all had a time limit in those pageants or not, but you know, you get sign open mic and
well,
sir, that's enough.
They would not have any problem getting me to tell them stuff. They would probably say, sir, you've only got 5 minutes. And I said, well, hey, y'all ain't going to learn nothing today from me then.
No, she just said 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
We get 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then a buzzer goes off and we got to shut up.
Oh, hey, I see what happened here.
Yeah, ain't that tragic?
No. Yeah, I see what happened here. Okay.
She said
this is all about seeing stuff. Okay. Hey, when you walked on the stage, you won it.
I got a lot of good to say in 30 seconds now.
Yeah.
You get a lot, though. She's the woman said I can talk fast and talk straight.
That's right.
Hey, there you go.
Do you remember one of your questions?
Oh, man, I was asked a lot of questions. But at Miss Teen USA, in my interview, this was a private interview. It wasn't my onstage question. They said, if you could be in, this is what lost me. I got top 15 at Miss Teen USA. I did not get top five or obviously win, but I did win Arkansas. But at the national competition, they said, if you could be involved in any industry, what would it be? I just, man, I said, well.
Well, I've went this far, I might as well just go all the way.
Well, something's going to get shot.
Well, they meant like if I could have a hand in any type of industry and business and stuff. And I just said, man, everyone I know that has oil rig, they have really good money. And they did not like that answer at all. But I said, I mean, I'd love for my daddy to have some oil fields. I mean, heck.
Preach, girl. Hey, wouldn't we all?
Hey.
Golly. Boy, that's just being honest.
Being truthful.
Yeah.
Hey.
And that's thinking with your head on your shoulders, too, thinking about your future, not thinking, you know, like, hey, I can appreciate that.
The truth will set you free.
Amen.
Well, all right, here's the thing. How stupid was that question when you gave them the answer?
I mean, that's...
They was an idiot for asking it.
I mean, wouldn't you like...
you gave them, okay, hey, I would like to have anything to do with oil. I wish I had 4 or 5 of them in my yard.
Yeah.
And they was pumping.
I agree. That's what I said.
Yeah, then she'd own a track of that Arkansas flooded timber instead of having to hunt that public.
Hey, that's exactly right.
Then she'd own her own rice field.
That's exactly right.
Well, Maggie, thank you so much for stopping by. Look, for the people that want to know more about Maggie, where can they find you online, social media, wherever?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, and I have my own podcast as well. My podcast is the Maggie Williams Podcast, and on all my social media outlets, it's at The Maggie Williams.
Here's my question for you. What do y'all talk about?
We talk
your
about
your podcast.
I'll let you take a guess.
Duck hunting.
Anything? Duck hunting?
Ducks and fast boats.
Ducks and fast boats, boys. Hey.
I guarantee.
I like it.
All right. We'll be back right after this with Johnny D will be back in.
Johnny D.
And darling, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
I told y'all that would be way better without me in it.
Oh, 100%. Well, I'm just saying, like,
she's great.
Si, you've had the opportunity to meet Maggie now. What's your opinion?
She was a wonderful young lady.
Yeah.
5 stars?
Okay. Oh, no, 10.
He gave her 10 stars.
I gave her 10, son.
Hey. 10.
Perfect
stars.
10.
The woman is a God-fearing woman. She duck hunts. She's got her own fast boat.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
That girl's into fast boat.
He's got her nailed.
Well, hey, the woman has got it all, boys. Okay? Hey.
I wish I would have thought to ask her to come to the children's home and do some speaking to our kids there.
There you go.
I bet that would be awesome.
And I bet she would.
100%. I'm going to try to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
right there.
Well, yeah.
And,
I broke the fourth
wall. We're tearing down the fourth
wall.
We're tearing down the fourth wall.
And not only that, what she would tell them would be very useful in their lives.
Y'all did fail to ask her one question.
What?
Her opinion on body slamming.
No, I decided to get out of the relationship deal after we sent Hunter cowering in a corner over there because he didn't know how to drive
a
boat.
He was trying to stick up for himself, but it's like somehow Si turned his microphone off. And Hunter, I don't know what was happening.
Hey,
he kept opening his mouth and nothing was coming out.
We could hear every other word.
Y'all get off for Hunter. He's going to be all right.
A lot. Look, I got the emails again today. It's all girls. I don't know how to talk to them.
He's going to be all right.
Yeah.
We're and back on that
now
guy,
we
huh?
know.
He's just a little shy, boy.
Buy a fast boat.
Yeah, buy a fast
y'all
boat.
Have to be gentle,
that's our
boy.
New answer. Buy a fast boat and then body slammer.
Hey, I'm fixing to make a t-shirt and bring it to him.
Hey.
Fast boat. We'll drive.
I own a fast boat.
And we'll body slam you.
Well, I do not like fast
boats. That's what it is. Ooh. Hey, fast boat, I'll drive it.
Now, how about one that just says tiller handle?
I don't like fast boats either.
I'm a slow boat kind of guy.
I drive a boat like I drive my pickup truck.
Okay, size of fast driver then.
Below the speed limit.
Just right there.
Yeah, but I don't like to go fast in a boat.
Really?
Dude.
I'll ride with you in the boat then.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go fast, John Godwin's your guy.
Because
he's going to find that little flat piece of metal on the hot foot. Like he's going to get back there to the back end of it, 100%.
He's the flying flea.
Look, I saw, are y'all still going?
I'm planning on doing, what they call it, parasailing?
No. Parasailing.
Praise God.
I'll even give you my GoPro.
My wife has already done it. She's the kind of adventurous type. I said, well, okay, I'll go. And
hey,
can you imagine Cy and Christine arguing in a parasail like 100 foot above the ocean?
No, there wouldn't be much argument to that.
Literally,
she would
my
just
favorite
say,
thing.
No, ain't
wrong.
No argument. No, ain't no big argument.
She grabbed his hands. Wrong.
We don't argue. No, that was the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
What?
I was talking and she grabbed my hands and for some stupid reason I couldn't talk.
And from then on, she knew that was the key to shut you up.
She's done it in here. He hits me when I touch him.
Yeah,
I've tried to hold his hand before. Didn't. Had exact opposite effect.
He started talking more.
Yeah. He's got a good right hook for an old
man. Doubled up then.
We got him signed up to swim with the dolphins.
Praise the Lord.
To see the waterfalls.
Okay.
And a fishing trip.
A fishing trip. Okay.
Everybody likes that.
Well, look, I hope you boys enjoy your trip. And it's time to get in that inbox. hello@duckcallroom.com. Is the inbox. I've got some stuff in my... I mean, we don't have to.
I got a bunch. Saying, it's up to you.
This is
exciting. I don't know where my phone is, so knock yourself out.
Is this it?
You lost your phone?
No, that's not... That's your phone. Why would... Why would you ask me if your phone was my phone?
I'm testing you. I'm just checking you out.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead. Fire away.
Jonathan from McCreary County, Kentucky.
All right, John boy.
Kentucky.
How does Martin believe in aliens but not Black Panthers? And how does John David believe in Panthers but not aliens?
Time out. At what point did I say I believed in aliens? I said I wouldn't be surprised if we're not the only rock with life.
Yeah.
On. I never once said nothing about, I didn't say, I believe it's out there. I just said I wouldn't be shocked.
I believe.
That's my deal. I'm not, it would not surprise me if.
Si?
I have to say, okay.
But I'm very adamant against no Black Panthers.
I can't remember the guy's name. He was in a political. And he used to say, okay, there are things you know, and there are some things that you'll never know.
Ross Perot?
Some things are unknowable.
Yeah, unknowable.
Unknown.
Yeah. Well, no.
Ain't that Ross Perot?
That's why.
Little H. Ross Perot.
We haven't explored.
Republican Dirty Tricks name.
We haven't explored everywhere, folks. Space is
full of Black Panthers.
Well, it's full of
could be
unknown.
It's full of unknown.
Earth?
No. Void of Earth is void of Black Panthers and aliens. But somewhere out there.
That's his opinion.
And again, I say this, I'm talking about a black mountain lion.
Okay.
I'm not talking about a jaguar that went black. We've all seen that. A leopard that goes black. We've seen
black
that.
Black Panther. Maggie's giving the thumbs up to this side of the table. Welcome back anytime.
You know why? She's from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
She's from Jonesboro.
That's right.
That makes sense.
She's from Arkansas, baby.
Have you seen one?
Yep.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
No. Get out of here. She's in. I knew it.
She's part of the faithful people, Bellas.
No, man.
Okay.
Another one on.
That's why I said, hey, this is his opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Team look, Black Panther forever.
And look, and I respect his opinion.
I don't.
Okay. No.
Do you feel like he respects you?
I'm a very open-minded person because he asked.
Now, that's a lie.
Wait, hey.
You got the wrong last name to be considered open-minded. Now, I will say, you're the most open-minded out of that
bunch.
Out of
the bunch, boys. Okay. Okay.
That's a good one.
Robertson and open-minded. No.
But no. you're if you're taking a step, okay, and saying, okay, that they're not aliens and that they're not black, that's a big, you're taking a big step and a big change here, boys.
That's like saying there's no gravity.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know,
all right, I'm team no aliens, 100% Black Panthers. That's where I'm at. Just,
well, I believe.
Why we got it, Maggie, Earth round or flat? No,
she said I didn't make
it. Best answer ever.
Didn't make it.
I didn't make it.
Okay. Oh my goodness!
It's got a tiller handle.
But this baby spins fast.
Welcome back, Maggie.
Hey, likes it.
Hey, if you question your father, you say I only know one thing. It was real fast.
Yeah.
Hey, we are moving pretty fast.
Oh, oh my goodness! Right, I didn't see you get a glimpse of it, man. It was real fast.
Oh.
This one's kind of heavy, and they said not to use their name. Not too heavy, but I feel like Phillip's got to be here to answer this
Okay.
one.
Mm. This is on Phil.
Because I feel like you're going to give the best answer.
Oh, no. That's pressure.
Well, the pressure's going to go away once I ask it.
All right.
So I'm going to sit here a minute and let you really get sweating. No. Okay. What's y'all's opinion on counseling? For example, like depression or anxiety, I feel like sometimes Christians think you should just pray it all away. I understand God can help, but we go to doctors for other sicknesses, so why not counseling too?
Can I answer before you do?
Mm-hmm.
Brittany goes to counseling every week. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that counseling has helped her and helped our marriage along with prayer. I don't think one mutually excludes the other.
That's right.
So I'm just giving you a personal experience from our life.
I would go with the biblical stuff first. You know, you cast all your anxieties upon him, and everything that we know about counseling really comes from the Bible. And so when you're counseling with someone and they're talking to you and you're sharing with them your ideas, I think it's good for the people to go to counseling, marriage counseling, individual counseling, and depression and other all of these things that people go through in life. They need the Bible, and they need a spiritual relationship with Christ, and they need to talk to somebody about it. It's all biblical. So counseling is really biblical.
Si?
I'm trying to.
You want me to go for a second?
Go ahead.
All right. While you think.
Yeah.
Well, the where she says some people think you should just pray it all away. Prayer is very important. Prayer is very powerful.
100%.
But if I pray to God to bless my business
without making any changes
and didn't go to work
and then didn't and just sat around waiting for him to do something, like, hey, where's all the customers?
Prayer but without action,
you still got to take the right steps in your life for that right. Prayer to God's going to give you the way and give you the strength and give you the direction, and that direction might include counseling, but you got to do your part. And if that's counseling, that's counseling, that's great.
Like, yeah, because if you go to counseling, you and your wife, let's say you go to counseling, and neither one of you make any changes, you haven't done anything but spend an hour with somebody that you hardly know.
That's why I was going to, I didn't know how to word it. Jason Robertson has always said, okay, the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm. Doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing and you're expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, okay, if you go to counseling, you actually have to admit to yourself, okay, I've run up on something here that I may need help with.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to realize, okay, there is a problem. And all of us being human, maybe I don't know how to handle this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And
son,
I actually need help, okay, because if you don't listen to the person you go to for counseling, it's like you were talking about. You wasted your time.
And their time. Yeah.
So
because if you're not listening and saying, okay, I've got a problem, okay, and in and of myself, I've trying to deal with it and nothing's changing.
Yeah.
And I think we're like, too, in like a really cool time in the world and in society where counseling used to be seen as like
what's wrong with you,
a negative,
yeah
like why are you taboo, doing that, yeah, what are you
and
doing
it, and now people are more open to talking about it and people see the real benefit to it, so it's not seen as, oh my God, so you're into something that you can't handle yourself. Like, it's not, it doesn't have the same stigma, I think, that it did 20 years ago.
Yeah, welcome to the real world.
Yeah, 100%. And so,
welcome to the real world, folks.
I mean, me and Brittany have done couples counseling a few times. And like I said, she goes weekly, starting after the kids, because she was having trouble dealing with postpartum stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I highly, highly recommend it. And if your spouse or loved one is in it, go with them sometimes. Like, I'll go sit in on Brittany stuff, like, just to let her know, because I need to hear the things that she's going through that maybe she'll tell the counselor that she won't tell me. Like, and I need to have the ears to hear that. That's made, and it's probably, and most of the time it's not like a problem in our marriage, but it's a way that I can support her that she doesn't feel like she's babbling on or doing, you know, something like that. Like, it's
most
just.
Most counselors would tell you just what you just said. He's never told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, why? You know, and they look at each other. And, you know, why didn't you ever tell me that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's exactly,
you know,
right.
I needed to know that's how you felt, for crying out loud. Maybe I can help and change. Maybe it'll help me change me.
100%.
I love Christian counseling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love biblical principles being applied to our lives, because people construct a reality based on their experience, things that have happened in their life, and some people want secular counseling. Well, that's one thing. But Si, I have to have the biblical principles along with counseling. And if medication's involved, that's okay. Okay.
To a certain degree,
because over medicating and not dealing with your problems, all that does is put a band-aid on it, and it makes it worse later.
Yeah, you're just burying it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You're throwing dirt on it.
Yeah. Covering it. You're not addressing the issue.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I just, all of my mentors, okay, were human beings that had flaws.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I learned from what they went through that they told me about, you know.
Yeah.
We're all human beings and we're all flawed, okay? That's why we need him so desperately.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, we need help.
Preach it.
Okay.
Me and my wife, 31 years ago, we did premarital counseling, and it was great. If you can do that before you get married, do it.
You do it.
It's great.
Yep.
And then Phil Robertson actually mentored, and you don't have to call it counseling, but he mentored me in a way for several years to get me going in the right direction. So that was counseling. It was therapeutic to me. And I saw a side of Phil that most people don't see, loving and kind and generous and faithful. And I mean, all these things. I mean, I love Phil. I love the Robertsons because they converted me and my family to the Lord all those years ago. So,
amen.
I thought you were about to say gentle when talking about Phil. And I was no, I ain't seen that one.
But he can be he's teaching and training.
Like he said, okay.
I promise
you. He saw, because like, you know, growing up with my brother, okay, he's not a gentleman.
Right.
But yet he is.
Yeah. In the Lord he is.
Okay. He is. Okay. Because, you know, because otherwise, like I had gave up on him when he was running wild, when he was running with the devil.
Yeah.
Okay. I literally had written him off.
And just so we're clear, duck hunting Phil is not gentle.
No. No. I would never say that.
No.
I wouldn't say that.
No.
One time.
I made it.
Hey, because you
never got invited back either.
Yeah,
bro.
But you got to understand.
Me neither.
Okay, you got to understand. He was raised by a father, and who I call my father, Dad. Okay, he was a hard man.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Well, look, I
Phil grew up under that.
Yeah.
Okay, so to show emotions or show weakness, he takes kindness as, oh, that's a weakness.
Yeah.
And which it's not. Kindness is that, hey, you care. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I feel your pain, for crying out loud.
That's right. I got an example for you.
Yeah.
So we had a men's group, and Phil was leading this men's group of new converts. And we had one guy, Si, who went back into the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look, and it was upsetting to all of us. But I can remember Phil wiping the tears from his eyes, saying, boys, y'all don't need to go back into that. You know, it's just things like that where he does have that side to him, you know, to help you. And
oh, 100%. We've all seen it.
But in the duck blind?
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't want to mess with him.
No, that's his football team out there. You
cut
him.
Cut
him.
I'm practicing 100%. For next time I go. Cut them.
Yeah. Well, this has been really fun. Johnny D, you got one to send us home?
I think I found one that's kind of hand in hand. Proverbs 12:15, the way of fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice.
Amen.
Very good.
All right. That was a lot of fun.